to Toledo, Ohio.
We are lifting, in conjunction with the Ohio EPA, the no drink advisory. Our water is safe.
That is Mayor Michael Collins speaking earlier today, lifting that ban that left some 400,000 people in Ohio and Michigan scrambling for alternatives to tap water over the weekend. The no drink order had gone into effect Saturday after a toxic algae bloom was found in western Lake Erie. And joining us for more on the story is Nick Castell from Here and Now contributor WCPN. He's with us from Toledo. Welcome.
Thank you.
So is it now back to business as usual? Are people able to just go back and drink water or use it for whatever they need in Toledo?
Well, not quite. The mayor is advising that folks in Toledo flush out their water system if they've been using their water over the course of this weekend, just to make sure there's no residual toxins remaining in the system. And apparently they also advised residents not to all go rushing back to their water at once and overwhelm the system. But the good news for folks in Toledo is that the water ban has been lifted, and they've just got to do a little bit of work now before things apparently will seem to be back to normal here.
Well, how did they fix the problem so quickly?
It's not clear quite yet what exactly it was that went wrong in the first place and what it was that turned things around so quickly. You know, the problem of algae blooms in Lake Erie is one that we've been up against for about 10 years now. They started in the 70s, went away for about 20 years, and came back about 10 years ago. This is an issue that water treatment plants all along the north coast of Ohio, along the Great Lakes, are aware of, and they have their own methods for dealing with this problem. And apparently something happened that was out of the ordinary here in Toledo, and it's not quite clear what exactly it was yet.
Well, we do know that one of the problems that leads to this is runoff from fertilizer and sewage. Tell us more about what's causing this in the first place.
Yes. It once was that it was mostly sewage output into the Great Lakes that was causing this problem. That problem was largely dealt with several decades ago, but about 10 years ago, the algae bloom started to come back, and many researchers believe what's causing it is farmland runoff, rainwater running off of farmland, carrying fertilizer and manure along with it. That carries phosphorus and nitrogen into the lake, and that's what the algae feeds off of, and that's what researchers believe is fueling the growth of this algae.
And as we said, 400,000 people affected by this over the weekend. What exactly did they do?
They did everything they could possibly think of. People went to convenience stores in the area, some went as far away as Michigan, just to the north here, to pick up water. And the governor in Ohio, Governor Kasich, he also declared a state of emergency, and he brought in the National Guard with trucks of water. They asked people to come out to high school parking lots and other community spaces with buckets and pails and anything they could fill up water in. And even cities as far away as Cleveland, about 2 hours away, sent water along as well to help people out. There were other civic groups, too, and companies that also pitched in. So it was people going out to buy water as well as folks sending water in as well.
Now, Nick, this is not the first algae bloom in this area. What is the picture going forward? Is this likely to happen more often?
It's very possible. This is not only not the first algae bloom, it's not even the worst one in recent years. A lot of researchers believe 2011 was even worse than this. This is a problem that people along the north coast of Ohio, along the Great Lakes, have been afraid of for a long time. What happens if the toxins produced by this algae get into our water supply? There are advisories every year along beaches here. You know, people tell us, don't swim in the water because you might have algae. It seems like a problem you can easily avoid. But once that toxin gets into the water, that's not a problem you can get away from.
And is there a long-term plan to deal with that?
Officials have been working on many different plans for a long time. There's thinking that the EPA could come out with federal guidelines for how water treatment plants can deal with this problem. And there's also thinking that something needs to be done about farmland runoff and how can you prevent the fertilizer from getting into streams and tributaries and rivers that eventually flow into the lake. And that is the problem, I think, going forward that we will be talking about a good deal here in northern Ohio.
Nick Castell of Here and Now contributor WCPN in Cleveland joining us from Toledo, where the water ban has been lifted. Nick, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Congress has left Washington for the month of August after failing to get a bill to deal with the migrant crisis to the president. And it appears the president is now considering acting on his own before the end of the summer, potentially giving legal status to millions. Republican Congressman Steve King was asked about that yesterday on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace.
I want to encourage the president, please don't put America into a constitutional crisis. Please don't do that. There's too much at stake in this country to be deciding that you can take over the Constitution and write it at will.
But you're saying that if he were to do that, then impeachment would be on the table.
I think then we have to start sit down and take a look at that. Where would we draw the line otherwise? If that's not enough to bring that about, then I don't know what would be.
Congressman Steve King speaking on Fox News Sunday. White House senior advisor Dan Pfeiffer says the president has no choice but to act, but that he will do so within the confines of the law.